Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
You're very welcome to back to the programme. Racism is an issue that affects many international students studying in Ireland, as well as staff working in colleges here. And adequate supports are needed for those experiencing racism in these institutions. That's according to the Irish Council for International Students, who hosted a Speak Out Against Racism event in Dublin today. To discuss the issue of racism for students and academics, I'm joined by Dr. Aminullah Dasundi, who's Head of Department and Senior Lecturer in Contemporary Islam in UCC, and also by Kalpana Shankar, who's Professor of Information and Communication Studies in UCD, who is one of the first women of colour to be promoted to full professor in Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might turn to you, Professor Shankar, first of all, in terms of the research that ICOS has done on racism for students and academics. What are the key points that you see?
The key point for me is that they did a survey of 800 international students. 40% had experienced racism in some form in their lives here in Ireland. But I don't have the exact number, it wasn't my study, but very few of them felt comfortable actually reporting this or did report this because they're just concerned. They're about retaliation. So
the figure that I saw,
that was worrisome.
The figure that I saw, Kalpana, and you can see if this chimes with what you've read, is 40% of international students, as you say, have either experienced or witnessed racism. Only 5% reported to Gardaí. Would that be about right?
Yeah, those were the numbers. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you say it's because of a fear of retaliation. Is that it?
Yeah. One of the other speakers, Shakya, on the panel mentioned that a lot of people are also very concerned if they report to the Gardaí that they will be the ones accused of maybe going on the attack in some way, and this could impact them negatively when renewing their student visas. Mm-hmm. So they're really concerned about coming forward and scared of their visa status if they do so. Mm-hmm. Which I don't have, any evidence, but this is something said to at the panel by an international student.
And is this something that has been reported to you, or what have you heard in terms of racism and what people are experiencing?
I've had students. I'm in a school that has many, many international students from non-EU countries, and they have said casually they often experience racism when they are looking for accommodations, or even after they've sorted accommodations and their landlord or landlady says things to them. They don't feel comfortable reporting that to anyone or moving because, we all know about the accommodation crisis as well. So I think many of our international students are just in very difficult situations and don't feel like they have a lot of place to turn to make these points.
I'll turn to Dr. Dasundi in just a second, but is racism something you've experienced personally, Kalpana?
I have experienced it here in Ireland. I don't want to get into details, but a couple different institutional settings, not just at UCD, where it's been a bit more under the radar, I would say, but in other contexts. And I have to say my lovely Irish students are the ones that have in several cases pushed me to make a formal report.
Really?
I'm happy with them.
indeed, I'm sure. It's very sad to hear, though, I must say. I'll turn to Dr. Aminullah Dasundi. Stay with me, Professor Shankar, if you will.
Absolutely.
May I ask you, Aminullah, about your own experience with racism, first of all?
Well, I think today's event was very important. It allowed us to hear reflections from a lot of students, and the data and the stats are quite clear to tell us that racism is an issue, and that many of our students are having to deal with that. On a personal level, I have also had to deal with racism, and sadly had to take my university to task on this. And one, well, you know, an informal resolution to institutional racism. Now, at one level, that took a huge toll on me mentally and physically. But I'm committed to my university. I love being at University College Cork. But it does highlight that there are systemic issues. And to actually fight them takes a huge toll on individuals. This is why there is not just underreporting of racism within our higher education, but across the country. And that is coming from many bodies that are collecting this data, because it is a huge task, a huge toll to ask somebody to tell them about their experience. And it's not just at the university. My office is alarmed. I have received threats to my office phone. I've received handwritten mail sent to me to say, what are you doing here? Get rid of it. Now, what gets me is that I'm a person of huge privilege. I have all sorts of tags and statements, you know, titles with me. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about the average minority. I'm sorry mm-hmm. to put it in that way. I don't mean the average minority. I mean a minority. What are they going through? What is an individual going through who doesn't have fluency of language? You know, that was something that came up today. If you don't have fluency of the English language, what does that do? There's a psychology behind this.
And what do you think it does?
Well, it's very worrying. I'm deeply concerned about some of the statistics that's coming up, but I'm also very hopeful that I think the Higher Education Authority, our Minister for Higher Education, is trying to push for not just policy, but action. I think every single university in this country now has to implement a race equality action plan. University College Cork was the first university to have a race equality forum, of which I am the chair. And there are other universities that are also following suit. We need action as well.
Yeah.
You know,
okay, so we need action. Unfortunately, the clock is against us, but we'll definitely come back to this, because we simply have to. We have to keep the public conversation going on issues like this. But can I ask you both really briefly, what is the message? What action needs to be taken? Kalpana, first of all.
Data. We need our higher education institutions. The HEA has already started collecting data. We need to know in every sector of Irish culture, society, and industry what is going on. Do we have people from racial minorities sitting in senior leadership? If not, why not? What are the experiences? Mm-hmm. I am data-driven. That's the first thing I want to know. And we have lovely organizations like INR and ICOS doing the work. But I would say it needs to go much beyond that.
And you'd agree, Amanullah?
Oh, absolutely. But we have the data now. The Higher Education Authority had the first race equality survey. And I think we're on a good trend. If I could be optimistic, you know, speaking about racism is often going on a downer. There's a lot of really, really good stuff happening, and there's a lot of really good people in our universities and our institutions who stand up in solidarity. One thing we must remember is that all our inequalities are connected. So whether we mm-hmm. fight misogyny or Islamophobia or homophobia or sexual harassment
or
campus,
language, yeah.
we must
yeah.
do it in exactly the same breath and action that we do racism.
And it all comes back. It all comes back to respect, doesn't it? Look, we'll definitely talk about this again in the very near future. Professor Kalpana Shankar of UCD, Dr. Amanullah Dasundi of UCC, a pleasure to speak with you both.